I did not see any accidents. I came across on 3 this morning. There are some spots where it's packed down snow and it's a little slippery. I went about 40-45, so I did go when I went to work this morning a little after 7 on the township road. That was not plowed, but my county road was, and it wasn't slippery, just a little snow here and there. So
all right, and the roads here in town, Don, I've seen a lot of, you can give us your report. I've seen a lot of plows out there. They're getting the main roads. Are the side roads pretty bad?
Well, I blew my driveway out this morning. I had a little over 3 inches. So that's right out by the golf course.
All right.
Yeah. And it's going to go all day, I hear.
Yeah, so. It's some nasty stuff. Yeah. As Jim Dale is just coming in, he's delayed a little bit, so we're going to probably play a little tag with the different microphones here. But we invited all you in to talk about actually several different things. Jim, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thanks for the time to be here.
All right, let's. I'm getting the microphones all together here. Now we're settled. There has been a matching grant, I understand, from some type of generous person or organization. Who would like to talk about that?
Well, I can talk about it, Jeff, if you'd like. So we sat down as a board, and our goal is to get as much money donated this next 8 days as possible. And historically, the week of Christmas is always our biggest push, and our biggest amount of money comes in during that week. So the board of the Rice County Salvation Army has pledged to match donations made at the Red Kettles throughout Rice County during the week, Christmas week, 19th through the 23rd of December. So the board will match the first $7,000 in donations for the week. This is by far the most important week for the Salvation Army fundraising. As your board chair, I want to ensure that your donation you make in the Red Kettle will stay and be put to work in Rice County to help those facing financial emergency. In addition, our Rice County social worker assists clients with counseling and advice to help them avoid a future financial emergency. So please frequent the Ringing Kettles throughout Rice County, and note that many businesses have graciously set out a counter kennel. That's a little different for this year. And our goal is to exceed the match amount during the week. So please give what you can. Sign up to Ring if you can do that as well. We always like to get your time donated. And we only have 8 days left to reach our goal.
All right. Well, that's a nice little chunk of change for the matching grant. We mentioned the Counter Kettle program, and Don Pavic is with us. He's been the person spearheading that. Don, tell us about how
well,
that has gone.
Jeff, I've had so much fun. I've got. First of all, I want to put a shout out of thank you to everyone who has participated in allowing a kettle into their place of business. We've got 31 kettles around Northfield, Jeff, and I've met all 31 either managers or owners of their business, and I just got to shout out a thank you out to all of them, you know, from the one that collected the least to the one that collects the most. They've all been so gracious and so supportive, and I've sent out an email to them thanking them and encouraging them to encourage their staff. But then secondly, I want to thank the people of Northfield that have put money into these little kettles. Folks, if you see them in a business that you go into, it's just such a rewarding thing. I picked up, we emptied them this Monday just to see how it's going, and we collected over $800, close to $900 in the first, you know, just the introductory part of the project.
All right.
But I'd like to, if you don't mind, I got some all-stars.
Okay.
So you mind if I recognize my all-stars?
Please do.
Okay. And I got 31 people, so I can't recognize them all. But my number 5 all-star, and this is just where I came from, and I just invited the sheriff to come and join us for coffee there one day, is the Hideaway Coffee Shop. They're in 5th place, and now they're kind of chomping at the bit. They want to move up.
They still
and,
have time.
4th place, ironically, I thought, was Arrow Hardware. When you go to your local hardware store, they got a kettle there. Take the loose change or write out another whatever and put it in there.
Great.
third place, and I was so impressed meeting the owner over at Hogan Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Hogan Brothers came in third with just a very generous receipts there.
Wonderful.
Number two, and I thought the banks wouldn't do much at all in Northfield. Of course, I still call it the Dundas Bank, but mm-hmm. the Franson Bank. And we have this young lady, I forget her first name, but her last name is Osman. And she is just a little fire plug. And she also ran their Community Action Center food drive out there. But I got a picture of with her, and I says, you are an all-star. And so
right.
She's probably listening, and she'll probably be embarrassed now. But that's all right. And our number one, the Rare Pair of Northfield, they, as usual, they just step up. And now, if there's any businesses listening and you feel bad that you didn't get approached, and there mm-hmm. are some. I was telling Jim, next year I'm going to make a list. We're probably going to get 50 kettles out next year, because I know I go around these places and a lot of them say, why didn't you ask me? Why didn't you ask me? And we ran out of kettles for one thing. But if there's anybody, I may have a kettle now that I may move. So if anybody's out there that would like to have a kettle, let me know. And again, thank you so much for everything you've done.
Yeah, and thanks to, we recognize Kryn and her staff down at the Rare Pair. They're the leaders now. So thank you and congratulations. And it's not done yet. There are some people that have you in their sights.
Yeah.
So you gotta
That's
keep
right.
On
we got 8 days, as the sheriff mentioned. And every time I go into one of the places, I always bring quarters or dollars mm-hmm. And I say, oh, what's this? You know, I play kind of dumb, you know, like I don't know what it is. And I play a little dumb, and they say, oh, you don't know about that? I says, no, tell me about it. That's a Jeff Johnson trick.
Let's move it over to Jim. Jim, this is, once again, coming into the home stretch now, so you've got some busy times ahead. What would you like to say about that?
Well, reason I came skinning in here right at the hour mm-hmm. was I was trying to get the latest update in terms of openings for bell ringers for this weekend and also for this next week, because we're looking at snow out there right now, but we're looking at a lot of cold next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a challenge. There's no doubt about it. And we've got a number of openings that need to be filled. And to fill an opening means a two-hour commitment to be at the kettle and ring the bell, greet the people who are there, wish them a Merry Christmas, and hopefully they'll be in the giving mood, and we'll fill up our kettles. We've been fortunate enough at this point in time that I usually have to trade out a kettle at midday because it's so full. The people in our communities have been very, very giving. But I'm worried about this next week. Right now, the weekend doesn't look all that bad, but next week looks very, very challenging. We've got an area at Family Fair, a couple of two or three days where I don't have anybody ringing. So that's five slots that won't be taken unless people say, hey, Jim, sign me up. Or I'm going to look at register to ring and I'll sign up myself. When they do that, they can see what openings are there, when they'd like to ring. But I happen to have a list right here.
Yeah, if you have those.
I surely do. And I don't know if this is something that people would immediately write down, but just so that you get a flavor of what's going on. And I have them for both Faribault and ourselves mm-hmm. here in Northfield and at Lonsdale, okay, because we have a kettle there also. So this coming Friday... talking about tomorrow. We have one opening in Fairway and two at Hy-Vee over in Faribault. We have one at Cub and we have one at Lonsdale, okay, mm-hmm. at McInthune's. On Saturday, I have four at Fairway over in Faribault and one at Hy-Vee. We have one here at Cub and we have one at Lonsdale at McInthune's. Again, our weekend is looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But next week, let's talk about where we're going to be ringing Monday through Friday, half a day on Friday, or half a day on Saturday, rather. Monday, There are two openings at Fairway and five at Hy-Vee over in Faribault. Three at Cub and three at Family Fair and three at Lonsdale. So Monday is challenging. Tuesday, there's three at Fairway and five at Hy-Vee. There's no one at Hy-Vee. There's four at Cub and five at Family Fair. No one at Family Fair on Tuesday.
Boy.
Wednesday, we're looking at two at Fairway and, again, five at Hy-Vee. There's no one at Hy-Vee on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Here in Northfield, we have three openings at Cub and five again at Family Fair. There's no one there either. And three at Lonsdale. Thursday, there's five again at Hy-Vee. That's 3 days in a row. There's no one ringing at Hy-Vee. There's four openings at Cub on Thursday and four at Family Fair. On Friday, we have four at Fairway and one at Hy-Vee. And on Saturday, we have two at Family Fair, one in Fairway, and two at Hy-Vee over in Faribault, and one at Lonsdale. So you can see I've got a lot of openings. We need a lot of ringers.
All right. Well, you can put me down. I'll do Tuesday at Family Fair.
You're on, man.
All right. I'll have to take a look at my schedule. I might be able to get another one in there as well.
We'll get right inside the door.
That's so. Right. And we're going to do that here also. We have that option to be able to do that here in Northfield, that we can step inside, and it's going to be cold, but certainly we can go inside and ring. It's up to the individual as to where you would like to have the kettle set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have seen them on the inside, and yeah, that does. And we've got some pretty fairly brutal cold coming up, and that would be for a couple of hours. Inside that breezeway is a good place to be.
My friend Dee Dee Little, who does ringing all the time, she called and asked me if she could go inside. I says, well, only the wimps go inside. The real people stay outside and ring. So if you're listening, Dee Dee, you're on the air.
Dee Dee, go inside. Yeah. Stay warm.
I should tell you, she's at Cub Food
Okay. Every
Saturday.
Saturday.
At 10 o'clock.
All right.
Yes.
Well, generally wish you the best. And folks, once again, registertoring.com is the place to go to. Whether you're in Northfield, Lonsdale, Faribault, there's spots open, and your help will be much appreciated. Once again, this goes to some local causes, to all the local emergency services, disaster relief, and the other programs that the Salvation Army runs. So it's a very important time of year for you.
It surely is.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. Be careful now going back out. It's nasty out there.
Slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
That is with the Salvation Army. We have Jim Dale, Sheriff Jesse Thomas, and Don Pavic with us this morning. 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.